Good morning to all of you. Greetings. I would like to begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you for the blessings you've put upon our lives. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful day. Lord, I pray that you'd bless us as we gather here. Lord, I pray that you'd be with me as I share the thoughts you've given me. Lord, I pray that you could bless them. And Lord, just be with me and help me. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. For an opening text, I'd like to read Matthew 5. 13 through 16. This is an area that the Lord's been challenging me in. It's an area I need to grow in. Verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here, Jesus is telling us that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And to think, what does it mean to be the light of the world? What is that? Here it uses example of a candle. So what does a candle do in a dark room? When you light a candle in a dark room, what is it doing? It's spreading light. It's illuminating light. That is the same thing a Christian should be doing in this world, to spread the light of the gospel. We live in a dark world, and if we are truly the light of the world, then we should be spreading light. Am I an active witness for Christ? Or do I think it's too radical, so I cover my light? Do I maybe put a, as it uses a basket, do I cover it? It's pretty easy to let our light shine on a Sunday. I mean, we're all shiny. It should be pretty bright in here. But how about when we leave here, does my light stay shining just as bright? We are to be a city that is set on a hill. Am I ashamed of the light that I have? What are some things that hinder me from shining? Some things that I had were real challenge in my life. I'd also like to read Luke 11, 33 through 36. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy whole body is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body wherefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Verse I challenged me was there, verse 35. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Am I deceived into thinking I'm full of light, but it's actually darkness? In Matthew there it says, our light, or we are to shine like a city that is set on a hill, so that men may see and glorify the Father in heaven. Can people see me from afar off and see that I have I'm different, I've got a light, I'm shining for the Lord, or am I just blending in with the rest of them? Can they see a difference? Can people see a difference in me? Am I doing what a candle does by spreading light? Or am I covering my light with something? Am I hiding my light? Am I doing what? Yeah. I am the candle, like the word. And the light of the candle is the gospel. And the dark room is the world. Am I shining? Can people see my light? We are called to be the light of the world. We are called to be shining our light as a city set on a hill. I don't know if any of you have seen that. I've seen a little bit of it, where you have a city that's set on a hill in the night, in the dark. You can see that light from a long ways. You can see the light coming from that city. It's tremendous. Or is that how I am? Am I shining in this world? Am I shining brightly so that the world may see and glorify God? Or am I trying to hide and trying to not stand out so much? It's a dark and evil world. May we shine our lights so men may see and believe. Here in Luke it says, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel." May we shine our lights and not try to hide this is an area that the Lord's been working in my life, and so I hope it can be a blessing to you. It's been really challenging to me. That's all I have. May God bless you.